It is a Friday, and today we're finding out where are they now, talking all things the soil. It's been a while. It's been a while. One minute we see a former member of the team performing as a solo artist. Next thing we see another girl, and we're like, what's going on here? So where has the soil been is a question you've been asking. So we got a hold of them to join us on Rise FM Lunch today. On the line, as a matter of fact, is joining us is Unsi. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ntsika. How are you?
Good afternoon, Bolwedi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm happy you are able to make this time to fill us in, because we feel kind of left out, you know? When you become a fan of a group or an artist, you tend to feel like you are a part of their life, you know? You need to know.
Because you are. I mean, we are family. There's a song, there's a soundtrack
we
to our
family.
Relationship. Yeah, boo.
Right?
So before I even jump in, I would also say good afternoon to your listeners as well. You know, your team, the crew, people behind you, program manager, everybody, you know?
Beautiful.
Because, I mean, it's important as artists to always shine light on the people that always give us such amazing platforms, because without you guys, literally, we are nothing, you know. So first and foremost, thanks for that, and thanks for always being a part of our journey. I also heard on the intro that other members are doing solo things.
Yay.
There's new people in the group. I think that's a natural progression of any space that is made of creatives that support each other's dreams, you know. I think myself personally, I know that a group is made of individuals that also put things towards the group, you know, but also outside of the group we also coexist as individuals that have a creative voice that sometimes we want to highlight. And for my thing, I always get dreams. You know, I dream of all the songs, and my forefathers, when it's time for my solo season, they come to me and tell me. And guess what I do? I then tell the team that, hey, gents, I know we needed to go into studio, but can we then release an album and then wait a year, and then after that I will then do my thing. And that's what we did. Last year we released Reimagined album. And it won itself a summer award. That is freaking amazing. We did a sold out year-long tour named after the album. So things are really, really amazing. And Uthiyo has been a blessing in the group. Like, her voice is so silky. She has brought new energy to the group, and we love her to bits.
And I mean, this is not to sort of shoot down the former member. You're just acknowledging the talent that the group has now been allowed to experience. And you remain the soil.
Yes. I mean, also, even if you had the nerve to shoot down any previous members, you wouldn't even have a leg to stand on.
Like, where you do think you come from?
Like, where would you even start?
Because
Butle is an amazing vocalist. Like, she is a queen. She's standing even on her solo venture. She's doing amazing things. Look at Something Soweto. Even when he left a while back, he's still part of the family, you know. So I think the soil is an institution that continues to just give the world amazing, amazing music, even when people have decided to honor their solo journeys. But you can always see the energy of the soil around them, and that is just magical.
And it never leaves them. It becomes part of their fabric.
Yes.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Do you see it as growth, though? When one says, I mean, you've done it, as one says, I want to release an album, a solo project. And please be honest in this. Do some of the team members sort of take offense to why now do you want to pour yourself into an individual project when you can pour that same self into the group to make it that much bigger?
Yes. So we are in a group that consists of very spiritual human beings. We know that everything happens by divine order, and it is natural growth. Sometimes you are meant to sing about songs that talk about your lineage, like in my case. Sometimes you have to talk about Oma Kumalo, Om Dunga, Om Zilikazi, you know. And then you find that in the group, you would be doing a disservice to then ask people to sing about your lineage.
Journey,
And you are the one that understands it intimately. Mm-hmm. So I think that way it just aligns itself to a place where everyone needs to honor whatever time in their life that time brings as a season, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you then tell the team, sometimes it happens that, in fact, more often than not, even when I released my 2019 album, I Write What I Dream, the group was not going to release anything in that year. And even this year, the group released music last year, but we're still touring the music. But there's no new project that we are doing this year. So it leaves enough room for me to then go on tour and debut the new music to my fans that I am currently recording.
I think you guys have found the formula of keeping the group together, but allowing each other to thrive individually.
Yes.
That's what a lot of groups have struggled to. When one says, I want to go release a solo album, it becomes, okay, so we're breaking up. Okay. That's basically what you say.
Yes,
not in your case.
I think, yeah, not in our case. I think the reason groups break up is because egos are placed ahead of spirit, you know? So when you lead with spirit, nothing can ever tear you guys apart. And Tina, we are a very prayerful group. So we always put God first. We pray for everything that we want. And we are seeing all the rewards that are coming our way. And even from just doing the Reimagined tour last year, we've extended it this year and calling it the Reimagined Weekend, where we get to have dinner on a Friday and then have an outdoor picnic to every city that we are going to. So, yeah, there's a lot of amazing news that we are about to announce.
Ooh, looking forward to it. What are some of the works that you've put in place for the near future? I mean, for somebody wondering, they may have still not heard of the new member of the group and the album.
Yeah.
But like, what has the soil been up to? So if you could let us in, the past couple of months, how have they looked for the soil?
We've been swimming in grace. We've been super busy. We've done almost 17 shows now on the road since last year. We are continuing strong even this year. Now we are taking the tour even beyond the African borders. Theo is amazing. Like, I cannot wait for people that haven't seen her live to actually experience her gift. You know, we are going city to city. We have new merch. We have a new website as well. We have new vibrant management team. Like, we are really buzzing. And there's new music that we are also recording, even though we are not going to be releasing an album again this year, since we released last year. But we will be releasing one or two or three singles that people can enjoy. There's one song that we are scheduling for recording in 2 weeks' time. It's a wedding song. I cannot wait for people to hear it. Ian Dipambanisa. It's such an amazing, amazing song. And we wrote it while we were in Switzerland. So I cannot wait for people to hear it.
I love wedding songs. You know, I need to get this out there
before
I get to the question. There's a high rate of divorce in South Africa. Why are you making a wedding song, eh?
Hmm? I mean, I think people find themselves in places maybe where they no longer aligning perfectly.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe it's the best outcome for people to find themselves in different places if they're not winning as a team. But we are pro people being together, you know. So with the wedding song, even those that haven't found their soulmates, we are using the song as a prayer for people to find their soulmates.
Amen.
So that we can be the guests in their weddings and perform that song live for everybody.
Absolutely excited to hear about it. Now, where do we find, you mentioned a new website and everything else. So do you have an official The Soil social media account? Because, hey, these duplicate accounts on social media are tricky.
Hey,
what's your official one?
So ours is at The Soil Music, one word, at The Soil Music, and it applies across all social media platforms, X, Instagram, Facebook, And then our website is thesoil.co.za. People can check it out. You can even order your merch via that website.
Yes.
We are also creating our own brie champagne, amazing champagne.
Oh, yes.
We did it. We call it Joy. The moment you see it and drink it, you will know why we call it Joy. So yeah, it's a celebration every time you see the soil, hear it, you listen to the soil, wear merchandise from the soil, and then drink a drink by the soil. So yeah, we want a holistic experience
for those picnics as well that you're going to be hosting very soon. You can't have a picnic without the soil wine. Like, what are you doing? See, guys, joining us on Rise FM Lunch, a member of The Soil, renewed, reimagined, and sounding even more magical this time around. You talk so much about Uthiyo and how amazing of a vocalist she is. Definitely looking out for her as well, but wishing you all the success in this journey still in the folds in years to come, even for the former members of The Soil to reach their levels, right? Their milestones in their careers.
Yes.
Saying thank you so much once again for joining us. I'm going to play a song by The Soil. Amen. 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 Can you tell us a bit about
amen,
it before I play
amen.
It?
Yes, like it's a prayer. It's a hymn that we all know, but we thought, let's reimagine it. And it's a song that reminds me of my grandma. She passed, but her spirit lives on. She used to put us to bed with that song, sing it as a lullaby. And I just pray that it just aligns and finds people in the places that they are currently in their lives, and they can just use it as a prayer to manifest even more beautiful things.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for opening up and letting us
thank
into
you.
Your world. Take care,
thank
and
you.
We'll chat to you very soon,
take
hopefully
care.
In studio next time.
Yebo, definitely. Thank you so much.
Yebo, here is Amen. Let's enjoy it. The Soil on Rise FM.